Hacking isn't only for computers. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Riegel, associate professor of communication studies at Northeastern University, describes another type of hacking used to make life easier.
Life hacking is a self-help for a world of too much work, too much stuff, too many choices. As with computer hacking, there are useful, useless, and even harmful life hacks with nebulous boundaries between. By exploring these boundaries, we can better understand the challenges of the new millennium. For example, in an economy that prizes immediacy and flexibility, how should we manage time? Life hackers time box their days and delegate their drudgery to the less fortunate overseas. Or, in a period of increasing uncertainty but pervasive monitoring, how do we know what really works? Life hackers track, analyze, and experiment with every facet of life. We can best appreciate the strengths and weaknesses of this approach to life as two sides of the same coin, and then explore the edge of that coin. We can do this by way of a notion from Buddhist philosophy, where a virtue, like compassion, has an obvious opposite or enemy, like animosity. It also has a near enemy. Pity can be confused with compassion, and indifference can be confused with equanimity. Life hacking reveals the near enemies of contemporary virtues. Being efficient is not the same as being effective. Being precious about how few things you own is a heavy possession. No one likes being sick, but compulsively checking your vitals is its own sort of illness. We all want to be loved, but people's feelings are not easily optimized. There is no greater virtue than wisdom's insight, but wisdom 2.0's vision is blinkered. Systemized living allows the creative class of the 21st century to focus, simplify, and block out distractions, but at the risk of being waylaid by near enemies and of ignoring those at the periphery.
That was Joseph Riegel of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.